Gas prices are rising rapidly week over week, and those hikes are nudging some to look at the viability of bike commutes. One local organization, Community Cycles, has been preaching that gospel for years and will be seeking converts this time next week with its annual Summer Bike to Work Day. I'm joined live by Community Cycles Executive Director Sue Prant. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Bike to Work Day is a national happening, well known by many in the cycling community, but can you give listeners who may be hearing about it for the first time an overview?
Sure. Bike to Work Day nationally, there's a little confusion because that occurs in May, but in the mountain states, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, we celebrate it in June because some communities still have snow in the May. So Bike to Work Day is a chance for everybody to get out and try riding a bike. There's more cyclists on the street, so you can have that feeling of safety in numbers. There's all sorts of breakfast stations all over the state, really, but certainly in the Boulder-Denver region, there's many. And so you get a little reward for riding your bike and get to meet other cyclists, talk about biking. It's a great camaraderie. And for those who bike all the time and bike every day, it's a way to celebrate them and what they're doing all year long.
And listeners should know that KGNU will also be hosting a Bike to Work breakfast station here next week in the mornings. We are located at 4700 Walnut Street next to the Foothills Bike Path and the overpass over Walnut. So you can come find us in the morning of next Wednesday. But Community Cycles is, of course, a driving or rather pedaling force behind two annual Bike to Work Days in Boulder. But you've also got some other events happening in the run-up to it. What's in store for today and in the days ahead?
So we've already been through a number of our events. We had the B360, which is a Circle Boulder by Bicycle Tour on June 5th. So look for that to come back next year. And that's a great event. It's a free bike ride with ice cream at the end. And tonight we have an Upslope Brewing on Flatirons. We have a bike show. So people are encouraged to come out and bring the bike they love, the bike they've built, the bike that is just unique and different, or anything about it. There's no set reason why you have to love your bike. And enter it in the bike show, and we'll have various categories. People will vote on it. And the winners in each category and the best in show will win prizes. So it's a fun event. It's a chance to, you know, mingle with other bike people outside and look at fun bikes that people in Boulder, your fellow community members, have built or own. And it's a great time. And also upcoming, we have a happy hour also at Upslope on the night of Bike to Work Day. So that's the 22nd, also at Upslope on Flatirons. We have an accessibility event, which is for people in wheelchairs and other differently mobile ways that they get around. And that is going to be next Sunday, I believe, not this coming Sunday, the following Sunday, at the Municipal Center and all sorts of other events. Check our website. There's free classes and rides. There's a ride on tomorrow night. Sponsored by HMH Architects. There's a ride on Bike to Work Day Happy Hour sponsored by REI, a gravel ride. But check our website at walkandbikemonth.org. Again, walkandbikemonth.org for a list of all the events.
And since last year's Summer Bike to Work Day, we in Boulder have had a new city council seated. What's your evaluation of their transportation policy?
So transportation is changing and doing well. So a lot of it is staff driven as well. It's not just council. So with changes in staff, I'm hopeful that that transportation is improving and we're gonna get more facilities quicker. We have council has adopted the CAN.
I'm sorry, you dropped out there. Council has adopted what?
The core arterial network called CAN, and it was inspired by our Transportation Advisory Board. And that is really focusing on making protective bike facilities on the roads that are arterials where the most crashes happen but are missing links. So things like Folsom, Iris, roads like that, where people really need these roads to get to where they're going. We don't currently have safe facilities. There are a lot of crashes for both bicyclists, pedestrians, automobiles. So how do we make these roads safer? And that's been the new focus for our transportation department and council. And we're also hoping it will inspire them to do e-bike programs like Denver. I think we're going to talk about that. And other really forward-thinking things and bring Boulder back into the forward-thinking world of bicycling.
Why doesn't Boulder have an e-bike rebate program like Denver?
Well, Denver has to tax. So that's how it was funded. To do any program, you need to first buy funding. Our climate tax is expiring and probably looking to be refunded next year. So that's something we could add on it when the new climate tax comes around. In fact, there was a public questionnaire out on this on what you would like to see in the climate tax. So we have the opportunity in the next round to do it, because the way ballots work, you have to spend the money on what you said you'd spend it on when people voted for it. So we're in discussions now about what that might look like and how that might team up with the statewide program. And, and we're hopeful. I'll just anecdotally say my last couple days, I was in the minority and not riding an e-bike. So mm-hmm. Could just be who I'm hanging out with. But
well, once you've tried them, they're, pretty nice. So quickly in our final minute, the state legislature this session also passed a new transportation policy. What are we looking at there with regards to cycling commutes?
I'm not super familiar with it, but I'll speak a little bit because it's come out yet. So a lot of these things, they'll pass them and then we don't really know what the program will actually look like on the ground. And that's kind of the case with the $12 million for the state e-bike program. We don't know yet what it's going to look like on the ground, who that's going to go to, how you apply for it, how that's going to be administered. Will it be at the register rebate? And the same thing with much of the transportation policy. So it's usually fairly broad brush. And then as we get into the details, we'll know. As far as state policy on transportation, there are not a lot of state roads in the city, although Boulder or Broadway is a state road, but the county really has a lot of state highways. So this has a lot of impact in the county. And I just do want to put in one more plug. The county is looking to also pass the transportation tax. It's a renewal of a 0.01% tax. And we're hopeful they'll ask for more, because that's not really enough, but that's probably doubtful. But they're looking now, the county's taking feedback now on what should be their priorities.
Sue Prant, Executive Director of Community Cycles, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.